gives Double H every day at 7 and 8 and now 9 o'clock as well. Just for listening, this hour's prize, a $20 gift card courtesy of 23rd Street Brewery in Lawrence. Just for listening and dialing. Isn't that correct, Ryan?
That is correct. All you have to do is be listening for this drop.
What are you doing in here, little kitty cat?
All right. Next time you hear that, be caller number.
I will go 17 today. Caller 17.
Ooh, that's a good number.
It
caller
is.
17 the next time you hear that drop to 913-576-7610, and I will hook you up with $20 to the 23rd Street Brewery. Have some of their tasty beer, or just get $20 worth of meatloaf.
There you go. Or you can also get $20 worth of potatoes.
Once you got to have the meatloaf, the potatoes, and the green beans.
Got to have it all. Mix it all into one.
Yeah.
This segment brought to you by Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. You can check them out at KriegelMeshDiamonds.com and get twice the size engagement ring for half the price only at Kriegel Mesh. And Josh, you know what this means, right? We are now officially under 12 hours away from the NFL draft starting tonight. And you can hear it exclusively on 610 Sports Radio with Jay Binkley, with Pete Sweeney, with our guy Show and Vern down in Nashville, brought to you by City Rent-A-Truck. So we've got you covered for the NFL draft, and we are less than now 12 hours away from when Roger Goodell takes the stage, gets booed, and says the draft is officially open and welcome to, I think they call it the NFL annual selection meeting or whatever the technical term is. But we are now less than 12 hours away from the draft, and I'm really, really excited. Once we get out of the third grade show tonight and sing, we'll be home by 7:30, hopefully, and settle in to see where the kiddos are going to end up and see how far Kyler Murray ends up falling off the draft board tonight.
Or when he goes number one.
Or he could go number one, yes.
Show and Vern live in Nashville coming up at 10. They'll also have the Show and Vern draft special tonight live from Nashville at 6. Brought to you by City Rent-A-Truck, and then Bank at Night's draft special with the Cats from Arrowhead Pride coming up at 7. They'll take you through the entire opening round tonight right here on 610 Sports Radio.
Chiefs, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat?
Chiefs don't have a pick.
Nope.
Barring a trade. They do have some second-rounders, though. Maybe they package and move up. I don't know. We'll see if Brett Veach chooses to continue his aggressive nature and get back in the first round, or if they're content to wait till Friday's second round. Will anyone in the AFC West go ahead and get a quarterback? I think it's something to keep an eye on tonight, and where exactly the arms race is when it comes to trying to chase down Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. I'm interested to see what the reaction is from other teams in the AFC West beginning tonight.
You know, I'm full of advice for a lot of teams right now in the NFL when it comes to the draft. If I were drafting right now, if I'm the Raiders, if I'm the Broncos, or if I'm the Chargers right now, I can't go into the mindset that we have to catch the Chiefs and we have to find, you know, the answer to Patrick Mahomes or anything like that. Because, again, when you go in with a certain mindset.
I'd like to give them that reverse advice.
I know, but, like, if I'm sitting in that draft room and I'm one of these organizations that's in this division, I can't sit there and try to find the next Patrick Mahomes or to try to find the answer to Patrick Mahomes, because if I spend my time obsessing over Patrick Mahomes, I'm going to forget about my team. And, you know, you don't have to beat Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs to have a successful season. You can still get into the postseason by not beating Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. So what I'm getting at is if you're a team in the NFL, you have to look at ways to make your team better, not just to make one certain position better or go out and beat one team or go out and beat one player in the NFL. You have to look at your entire roster and say, how can we make our roster better? And if you're the Oakland Raiders right now, any position, any player can make your roster better. If you're the Denver Broncos, there's a lot of guys out there right now that can make your roster better. And if you're the San Diego Chargers right now, if I'm the Chargers right now, I'm looking for another weapon on offense to try to find a way to go out there and put up more points and give Phillip Rivers the best opportunity to succeed instead of trying to go out there and beat Patrick Mahomes. The Chargers beat Mahomes last year. I mean, they took care of business here at Arrowhead Stadium. So if I'm them, I'm not so worried about that. And that's the way you got to focus, because if you get out of order, if you get out of your draft board, if you get out of normalcy, you're going to screw things up. And that's exactly what's happening with the Washington Redskins right now and why under Dan Snyder they have never been a successful program, because you hear yesterday he's taking control of the first round. That's a recipe for disaster, Josh. It really is, because first of all, Daniel Snyder don't know, you know, poop from shinola when it comes to drafting players in the NFL. You hire people to do that. And second of all, when you start taking turns and diverging and going in different directions than what you planned on going, that's when you mess up. You can't go into a draft and panic and feel like we've got to do something, or the run on quarterbacks that everybody talks about. You have to stay true to who you are. You have to stay true to that draft board and to those players that you know can help your organization. And if you hit that panic button, you're done for, man, and you screwed up your whole draft.
Also supposed to stay true to your school.
That's right, true to your school as well, yes.
I don't think you do that in the draft, though, because then
that's true. Like, that
just like
drafting
you're
all
true
these
to
Delaware
your girl,
guys.
I believe. That is true.
Mm-hmm. Anything in the division to me will be worth a follow tonight. I think, now I know Ryan's been pegging Drew Lock to go four to the Raiders in a surprise, quote unquote surprise pick.
Right? It's not that I think that he needs to go that high. It's that the Raiders are claiming to have a surprise pick. I personally think that after I saw John Gruden and Drew Lock interacting at I don't recall if it was a Senior Bowl or if it was like one of the pro, either way,
somewhere
I saw them interacting. I'm like, man, there's something there. There's something different about the way that he's talking to all of these other quarterbacks and then Drew Lock. So when they hear a surprise, I'm like, Drew Lock's going to the Raiders.
I just saw a tweet from Adam Schefter, right? And this has to be a smokescreen. This has to be something, because I don't see how this is possible. And the tweet just said, Dwayne Haskins has moved up the Raiders draft board this week. What has gone on? What has taken place in the last 7 days where all of a sudden you're sitting there going, this guy's moving up our board right now? Is that a smokescreen?
Send everybody home.
Is that a smokescreen? Because if it is, that's a great smokescreen. It means you're not picking him. You're trying to get people excited at that number four pick, like maybe the Giants or the Redskins, because the Redskins are linked to Dwayne Haskins as well. The Giants were earlier. I don't think the Giants are going quarterback with that 6th overall pick, but I think what the Raiders have right now is a very valuable pick at number four, and I think they're throwing out the smoke screen. Well, Dwayne Haskins is moving up our board, and then you've got, you know, Daniel Snyder sitting there in Washington going, oh my God, they're going to take him. We need to make a trade and trade the Raiders 6 picks to get this guy.
Oh my God.
And then the Raiders are going to benefit from throwing out a smoke screen. So I tend to think that's a smokescreen type thing. Your board's set, man. The hay's been in the barn for a couple of weeks now. There's nothing that could happen over the last 7 days where all of a sudden Dwayne Haskins is starting to move up your board. And if that's the case and that is the truth and Dwayne Haskins is moving up the Raider board, then you haven't done the right amount of homework and the proper vetting of players and evaluation of talent since the season ended in January. If you have guys moving up your board 12 hours before the draft starts.
Also, with Locke, you remember the reports out of Denver where Elway really liked
him. Elway loved him too.
At the Senior Bowl. So I'm like looking at Denver at 10. Somehow I just feel like Locke's going to be in the division, and we're going to be kind of fretting it. Like I'm rooting for the kid because he's local. Somehow he's going to end up in the division. So Ryan has him going to Oakland. I think I have him going to Denver.
and this isn't a knock on Locke, and take the local ties and all this out of it. Going to Oakland and going to Denver right now doesn't scare me. And to me, and I hate saying this, doesn't equal a lot of success for Drew Lock. You have to be paired with the right coach. You have to be paired with the right organization as a quarterback to have success. And I believe that now watching Mahomes and Andy Reid do their thing. There are a lot of good quarterbacks, and we call these guys busts, and we say this guy sucked and that guy was terrible. But what was the situation that he was drafted into? Like, if there was a quarterback, name a bust, like Ryan Leaf, what if he was drafted by Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs? I bet you Ryan Leaf would have had one hell of a career in the National Football League. But you get drafted into bad situations with bad head coaches and bad organizations, and they fail, and it's because of circumstance, not because the players necessarily.
Well, as much as I'd like to say Denver's a bad organization, they're not.
But they don't have
I just would not throw dirt on the Raiders. I know it's easy to mock them. It's easy to mock them. But what if the crazy works, okay? And for Drew Lock, I think either one of those situations are good because he didn't have to play right away, which I think is going to – I think would benefit him greatly to sit. That's why we've also seen him fall maybe like to the Packers at like 30.
That would be the dream spot.
Again, any place that's got an established quarterback, I think, hey, he might want to play right away. I get it. But I think, man, that sitting and learning for a year – at least would be good.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to be?
I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to be great. Yeah, I don't know if that Green Bay one would work out for me. But the other two scenarios, they've got quarterbacks. You can sit, you can groom him, and see where he ends up. So we'll see if he ends up in the division. I feel like he's going to. Ryan feels like he's going to as well. Today in history,
gentlemen. I'm here to help you with your history report.
Sure. Sounds important.
You know what today is?
History! What's today? October?
Nope. April 25th, 2019. A lot of important things happen on April 25th. Did you know that on this day in 1684, the patent was granted for the thimble?
No, that's pretty good.
Still one of the more underappreciated Monopoly pieces. Did they remove the thimble?
I think the thimble's gone because nobody thimbles anymore.
I've just got an old version of Monopoly, apparently.
Nobody wears a thimble anymore. It's a passe, man.
It is like top hat and car have always been number one, number two, right?
Right.
Then guy riding horse was a close three.
Yeah. The dog. I always liked the dog.
Oh, the dog. How did I forget about the dog?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was always the top hat or the car.
I was always the dog.
Car if possible.
Iron was also another one.
Iron was a good one.
Very underappreciated Monopoly.
And now
piece,
with all these, you know, no iron clothes you wear, the iron's kind of passe.
Do you own an iron?
I do.
When's the last time you used it? There we go.
I'm a terrible ironer, so.
I use it more in a hotel room than I do at my house.
I used to put creases in my jeans in, like, high school.
Why?
I was crispy like that, Bob.
All right.
Stay fresh. Speaking of the NFL draft, guys, on this day in 2013, the Kansas City Chiefs made Eric Fisher the first overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
Hindsight is probably the right pick still.
Hindsight's the right pick, yeah.
Yep.
How many others can you say that about, though? I mean, maybe the only one.
It was him or Luke Jokel, right?
Not a great draft.
Yeah, not a good draft. On this day in 1792, the guillotine was first used in France.
Not used enough anymore.
All these years later, it's still the best way to remove a head.
Yeah.
So, that's interesting. On this day in 1994, despite the fact that I've heard it never rains there, there was 14 inches of snow in Southern California.
Wow, how about that?
That's what I thought. Also, on this day in 1974, the NFL moved the goalpost from the front of the end zone to the back because they realized that was stupid.
Yeah, that was their first, we care about safety.
We realized we are Canadian.
And lastly for you on this day in 1992, Jump by Criss Cross went to number one and stayed there for 8 weeks. I was more of a Daddy Mac fan than the Mac Daddy. That was just me. I don't know if
reference.
You're a, yeah.
I like Van Halen's remake of that song.
That's Happy 57th birthday to NBA Commissioner and Nosferatu lookalike Adam Silver.
I wished him a happy birthday on Facebook today. Him and I are Facebook pals.
Oh, humble brag on that one. The Philly Fanatic turns 41 today.
That's it?
That's right. Wow. Everybody's favorite broadcaster, Joe Buck, is 50 today.
Happy birthday, Joe. Hope
happy
Madison
birthday,
got you
Joe.
Something.
That's right. And Al Pacino, he turns 79 today. Happy
Hoo-ah!
Birthday, you cockroach!
Hoo-ah!
All of that happening on this day in history.
He was great in Meet the Fockers. This segment brought to you by Kriegel Mesh. You can check him out at KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
Fact check if you want during the break. Cody in Lee Summit, this hour's winner of the 7 o'clock hour prize, a $20 gift card to 23rd Street Brewery. We thank them for that. Your next chance to win coming up at 8 o'clock. For some of you, it's the last straw. And we get it. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
Your chance to get registered for the Mother's Day prize pack. We do it four times a show on the 15, 6:15, 7:15, 8:15, and 9:15. Your chance to get registered through May 7th for the Mother's Day prize pack.
It is spectacular. A VIP spa package from our friends over at the Spa on Penn in Westport. A one-night stay at the Westin Crown Center and dinner in Crown Center. And Kriegel Mesh is kicking in a 10-carat white gold necklace with a pendant that's in the shape of a heart featuring a half carat of diamonds from our friends over at Kriegel Mesh. So be listening at 6:15, 7:15, 8:15, and 9:15 every day through May 7th to get registered. When you hear this,
I love my mama very much.
Be caller number 6, 913-576-7610, and you will be registered to win our Mother's Day prize pack.
It's okay,
which
I've
is,
been saying that too.
Which is valued at over $1,000.
I cannot stress this enough. When your mother sees our package, it will take her breath away.
It really will. It really will. Your mother has never seen a package like this before.
Actually, you have stressed this enough. Yesterday, the Johnson County District Attorney in Kansas stated he believed a crime happened, but cannot bring charges in the abuse investigation of the child of the the Chiefs' Tyreek Hill and Crystal Espinal.
Mm-hmm.
D.A. Steve Howe says they are, quote, deeply troubled and are concerned about the health and welfare of the child. The case does continue via the Department of Children and Families, but he did stress that the child involved in the case is safe.
I can't talk about the child, its placement, or what's going on in that matter. What I can say is the child's safe. We're troubled because anytime you have a child, you know, one of our primary duties as prosecutors is to protect those who can't protect themselves. And I say this all the time. It's the children and dependent and senior citizens. And so we have even a heightened responsibility to protect those individuals. So it bothers us when we see something has happened to a child like this and we can't do anything about it.
But the bottom line is if the child is safe, they have done something about it.
That is true.
That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
If you were for some reason disappointed or happy there were no charges yesterday, think about the child. If the child is safe, that's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, take care of that. I saw it was actually a Pro Football Talk tweet yesterday, and that guy's a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like something about being upset about no justice for the three-year-old.
Right.
The three-year-old doesn't need justice. The three-year-old needs to be safe and loved.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're on the road to that by whatever steps are being taken, that should be what everybody's happy about.
Correct.
But anyway, but the range of...
I love my mama very much.
...where your concern level is as to where this is going. I know some people are relieved there are no charges because now football can happen or whatever. The NFL will probably get involved in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
But even to the extent some people... are saying this is the last straw. They are done with the Chiefs. They want him cut. And the other range is let's play football. Yep. I mean, this is a case, a topic, a person that spans the entire sphere of fandom.
Yeah, and it's really, it has fans wrestling with themselves right now. I talked to a couple of people yesterday about this Tyreek Hill situation, and I've talked to people about Tyreek Hill in the past. I've talked to, even before this came up, people are like, man, the Tyreek Hill. I'm like, well, I won't root for Tyreek Hill as a person. I'll root for the Kansas City Chiefs, but I just don't find myself, I won't cheer for Tyreek Hill. I'm just being an open book here. I can't cheer for a guy that, number one, has the background like this and now is involved in something like this where a district attorney says a crime was committed, but you know nobody's ratting each other out, and so we don't have anything to prosecute here, but we believe a crime has been committed and a child has been taken away. I think the evidence is there that something did happen that wasn't correct. When a child is removed from a home, that doesn't mean good things are going on inside of that home. And I've talked to, like I said, a couple of people about this just yesterday, you know, when I was out and about, and I had one person.
Not like source people, just like.
No, just random guys.
People asking,
man,
questions
like
about,
yeah,
hey, what do you think about
just
this? Just
friends
kind of,
yeah, and, you gotcha. Know, acquaintances and people I know. And, you know, I was at something last night, and I was talking to a guy there, and he's like, man, he goes, this Tyreek Hill thing has really got me just, you know, very, very upset about, you know, this organization and the fact that they're, you know, allowing this guy to play in Kansas City. It really upsets me. I see what he's doing. I see the behaviors. I don't like anything. The Frank Clark thing didn't make me happy. The Kareem Hunt thing didn't make me happy because I look at my organization. I think, boy, it's really, really tough, you know, to go out there and root for you, for them. And we had this conversation and how he thought what Frank Clark did was despicable. And this whole thing with Tyreek Hill has him upset. And at the end of the conversation, he looked at me and goes, I just want to go to Miami and win a Super Bowl. That's all I want is to win a Super Bowl. And then I talked to another guy yesterday. A friend of mine sent me a text and he said, there's so many sides to this. None more sad than what happened to that poor child. I love the Chiefs. They've been my team for 40 years and an incredible future ahead with our quarterback. But damn, if the events of the last 2 days make me feel scummy rooting for this bunch, starting at the top with the Clarks on down. What do you think? And I think that right there is a take that a lot of people are wrestling with. A lot of people aren't going to verbalize that take. A lot of people aren't going to discuss that take openly. But I think that right there is the mindset of a lot of fans right now. I love my team. Mahomes is awesome. But, man, the last 2 days make me feel, ugh, rooting for this team based on the moves that we saw them make with Frank Clark and what happened yesterday with Tyreek Hill. And I know my friends aren't the only ones that are saying that because I saw it on social media, too. They're like, boy, I love the Chiefs, but, man, it's getting hard to root for them as an organization. And I said it yesterday, and I'll continue to say it, the Chiefs are aware of how they are perceived. They understand that. But at the end of the day, it's about winning football games. And that's what they're tasked to do, is to win football games. And so it's hard, Josh, to separate it. I understand what people are wrestling with. I understand that people are mad at this franchise. And if you have decided that you don't want to root for the Kansas City Chiefs because of the events of the last 2 days, I'm not going to stop you. It's not my business to say whether or not you should root for a team, and how you feel is how you feel. And I know the last 2 days have made it difficult for a lot of people in Kansas City to say, do I still want to root for this team?
Your chance to weigh in. We'll do another version of Time's Yours coming up. You can weigh in on your thoughts on the Tyreek Hill situation, the Chiefs in general. Are you as big a fan as you have been over the last few years, knowing what could be on the horizon in terms of team success? Or are you struggling like some other people are? I completely understand if you are. Let's hear from you. 913-576-7610. We have a registrant for the Mother's Day prize pack. Ashley in Blue Springs got herself registered.
It's a lady.
Another lady getting registered for the Mother's Day prize pack. Your next chance to get registered coming up at 8:15. But we want to hear from you, 913-576-7610.
I just really want to know how people are balancing their feelings, because I think that, Josh, is what most of us are struggling with right now, is balancing our feelings for our love of the team versus, boy, they're harboring a lot of bad dudes on this team that I really don't like.
Let's hear from you next.
Fesco in the morning. I know those are subjects that you're concerned about. Well, listen, did you not listen to what I just said?
You're doing a good job, though, on your investigative reporting.
Tundra.
Time's Yours, 913-576-7610. Where do you stand with the Chiefs right now? Certainly the news portion of things hasn't been great,
yeah.
Right? Especially in the last year or so. News hasn't been... Negative news kind of travels, right?
Yes, it does.
And I think that's a part of the NFL embarrassment portion of it as
sure
well.
It was a top story everywhere.
This Tyreek Hill thing's not just a local story. I mean, Therese is writing about it at Yahoo.
Yep.
NFL.com's writing about it.
Number one story on ESPN.
It was the top story on ESPN.com yesterday. You don't think the league notices those things?
Oh, God, yes.
So they're going to be stepping in at some point in time. They've been investigating from the get-go as well.
I mean, Tyreek Hill's lucky the draft is happening today, and people are going to now divert their attention to the draft. But all day yesterday and everywhere you went, it was the top story in the sports world.
So just want to gauge a little bit. Where do you stand? How do you feel as a Chiefs fan right now?
Yeah, because I've heard from a lot of people that are they're just struggling to balance their feelings between, I love this team, but some of these players, man, I'm not on board with.
CJ in Kansas City gets us started. Good morning, CJ. Time's yours.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. I'm just venting because, like Bob's partner said, you feel scummy rooting for this team, balancing your feelings. I'm feeling scummy sometimes just being an NFL fan, period.
Yeah, and look, man, I totally get that. So what are you gonna do, man? How are you handling it? You know,
I'm going to watch football and go to Chiefs games this year.
Right. Yeah. And CJ, I'm 100% on board with you. I feel scummy. I don't like it, but you know what? I love football, and I said this yesterday, and I'll continue to say this: for every Tyreek Hill or Frank Clark or Kareem Hunt, there's about 75 other dudes that do good things. Dustin Cole.
And Bob, your partner said from the Clarks down.
Yeah.
I'm looking at from Goodell down. It's not just the players feeling the field. It's just how the NFL is, as a corporation, is running their business.
Absolutely.
Kind of sick.
Yeah. No, and that's fair, CJ. I think I'm 100% on the same page with you. And but like I said, for every bad guy, like we talk about these bad guys so much. Dustin Colquitt was doing stuff with Operation Breakthrough all day yesterday. All day yesterday, he was out doing stuff for Operation Breakthrough. Who's talking about that? Mitchell Schwartz does stuff for the Jewish Community Center constantly. Travis Kelce is at every charity event in town. Like, there are a lot of guys out there on this team that do a lot of great things, not just here in Kansas City, but throughout the National Football League. And so we put so much focus and effort and angst into these bad guys. We got to remember, they're 3 of 53, and those 50 other guys, for the most part, are doing a lot of really good things and helping the community move forward.
Is it DY? I apologize. DY in Blue Springs or Die? DY? Time's yours.
And gone.
Or Ryan typed in the name wrong. One of the two. We'll try
RJ. It was
supposed
to be Cody. It was supposed to be Cody.
Oh, it just says DY. That would be why. So Cody's still on hold. We'll get to Cody. RJ, Lake of the Ozarks. Time's yours.
Innocent till proven guilty, and we don't really know exactly what happened. Now, I mean, I feel bad about the situation, and it's one of those situations where you never want to hear about something like this, so there's a cloud over the situation. But you don't really know exactly what happened, so can we really, you know, just throw this guy all the way under the bus? I mean, we can look at him a little sideways and say, hey, you know, something's going on there. But we don't know what happened. And obviously, if the police department couldn't do anything about it, the DA, I watched all the stuff that they had on the news last night, and the DA was, he was kind of, you know, he was in a weird situation. And it was one of those things. He said, I think there's been a crime committed. Well, of course, you prosecute, you investigated. Of course, there was a crime. Mm-hmm. He's not going to say, oh, there was nothing going on. But we don't know what happened. So, I mean, I think everybody needs to kind of cool their jets a little bit and kind of calm down. And you know, maybe nature will take its course, maybe it won't. But there's really nothing we can do about it. He's innocent until proven guilty, and nobody said guilty.
Well, and I think in the court of law, yes. But in the eyes of the NFL, they can still suspend Tyreek Hill. But it doesn't change your perception of Tyreek Hill. Well, my perception has been made of Tyreek Hill. I've never had a good perception.
And I think Ryan brought up a good point earlier in the show that the DA kind of threw it in everybody's lap.
He really did, yeah.
Like, we can't do anything about it. We think something happened. Can't really elaborate on it. But kind of just left it now. You make your decision.
Right.
We can't do anything about it. So, yeah, he's kind of thrown it in everybody's lap. All right, I'll try it again. Cody in Blue Springs. Time's yours.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just want to say, I mean, I don't really blame the Chiefs. I mean, in a perfect world, I mean, everyone would have a great record and everyone would commit crimes. I mean, sometimes I look at, like, people I work with, if you find people that have done things wrong, and even on the radio station, I'm sure, like, 610 has had people that have, like, had issues. I mean, it's just the world we live in. And, I mean, I don't think you can hold the whole – I mean, the Chiefs aren't deliberately trying to get guys that are trying to, like, commit felonies and do the wrong thing. So, I mean, I'll support the Chiefs. And, I mean, it's a business, and it's just the world we live in, unfortunately. And I just don't see the Chiefs as maliciously trying to do the wrong thing.
Well, I mean, they have had three guys.
I would bet the NFL does more of a check on their employees ahead of time than most businesses do. Right?
Are you talking about like front office employees? Because I would bet they vet guys who work in Park Avenue more than they vet players.
I don't know. Do you have an investigative team go out and
I don't know. We don't know about those because we don't know anybody who works in the front office there.
If you're hired for a job, they go back and talk to your high school and everything like they do, or family members or police department.
They probably should for doctors, right?
I'm just saying they do a lot of investigating. They do a lot of vetting that I don't think happens in a normal workplace.
I think the Chiefs, look, again, I'll say this. The Chiefs are like every NFL team out there. Their task is to win football games. And they don't care how they do it. They really don't.
I know I've been hired without anybody calling any of my references.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because you've made all yours up.
Well, I mean, luckily they didn't call a bunch of these people. Never heard of them. But I would just say that that process is a little more in-depth than your run-of-the-mill job.
Yeah.
So you should know a lot more about these players before they ever set foot in your building as an employee. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Mike in Lawrence is up next. Mike, time's yours. Mike, you there? Going once, going twice. Sold. Sean in Olathe. Sean, time's yours.
How are you gentlemen doing this morning?
Good.
You know, I have real mixed feelings about the Tyreek Hill situation. Some of it has to do with the Marcus Peters thing. It seems like they're making decisions kind of wildly, saying some people are okay to play, some people aren't. based on whatever the circumstance may be. But the real problem I have with this thing is, I think the statement made by the prosecutor, I've dealt with a lot of legal issues with family courts, and for him to come out and state, and I think this should be, somebody should come on and discuss this, it's probably a little less biased about it, but to come out and take that shot at Tyreek, and it was an underhanded, passive-aggressive, we know that there's a crime, really, in a, the prosecutor's not supposed to say something like that. They don't have anything. They're not supposed to outright take a shot at the person if they can't prove anything. So basically, they were trying to penalize him without penalizing.
Exactly, Sean. I thought the exact same thing yesterday. I'm like, why are you coming out, like, as just an average Joe, I'm like, why are you coming out and saying, we know there was a crime here, but we got nothing on anybody? Why say that?
Then you don't have anything.
Really?
You don't have anything, ultimately.
Right.
You don't know what happened. You didn't even allege anything. And like, luckily,
right.
I don't think it would have completely been overstepping then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, here's exactly what we think happened. We just couldn't make a case.
Neither side would rat each other out, and our key witness is three.
But the opening statement, while strong, also left, again, throwing it to you,
right,
to the general public, and it does taint your perception.
Well, I think part of the reason why he did it that way is because you can leave this case open for 5 years, and based on what the NFL finds, it could come back into the court of law as well. If the NFL finds and Tyreek Hill says things to the NFL that he wouldn't say in a court of law, well, now the court of law can use that as evidence. And so I think that's part of the reason why, to make sure maybe that the NFL hears, hey, we believe something happened here. You guys now go investigate.
Big T and Shawnee. Big T, time's yours.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, you guys. Hey, being a Chiefs fan and then the season ticket holders, I think the Chiefs organization, I don't know about you guys, but I'm confused. They're sending mixed messages. We're really confused, Chiefs. And the upper echelon, the management, you're nothing but liars and hypocrites. That's all you are. You're a big hypocrite. You bring these kick people out for doing the same thing, then you bring them in. It's back like Marty Schottenheimer era when Dale Carter's running around Westport shooting guns. What's going to be next? So I'm confused, Clark Hunt. And then Fesco, as far as concerning with you, you said all games are fixed and rigged. I was just wondering about that.
Well, yeah, I've been saying that for years. The NFL is scripted. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I've
Bob
said that for
that.
Years.
We're trying to get away from that as much as possible.
It's a good comparison, though. I mean, and I made that comparison with the end of Marty's regime to where we are now. It's you know, desperation to try to win a championship, and I get that. It's been 50 years, but when you get desperate, things don't normally go your way, and I think fans are confused. You guys kicked Kareem Hunt off the team last year because of this. And then went out and traded for Frank Clark.
And I kicked him off because of lying.
Well, that's what they're going to hide behind. But you
and a video.
No, I don't think they're actually lying about that. I think legitimately upset. Like, I think they would have had his back and been there until criminal charges were filed.
They had he not lied.
They could have weathered it.
I mean, look what they're doing with Tyreek Hill, and look what they did with Frank Clark.
Yeah.
They clearly don't have the issue with the crime itself. They have an issue with you not being honest about it.
Yeah, and I think you're right about that. I think ultimately
they could have just weathered a suspension of Kareem Hunt.
Also, yeah. I'm with the text line. I was upset Big T didn't give us a choo-choo. Time and place, I guess.
913-576-7610. If you know yesterday's player of the game that Cody gave you on the post-game show for a chance to win Topper's Pizza, 913-576-7610 to play. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
Time now for the player of the game, brought to you by Mazarese Jewelry, four generations of distinctive jewelry. If you were listening to Cody Tapp's post-game show last night, and why wouldn't you have been? But if you were listening last night, he gave you the player of the game. You tell us who that is, you get it right, I hook you up with $25 to Topper's Pizza. You get it wrong, it rolls over to tomorrow for $50 to Topper's Pizza. That's what happened yesterday. I mean, I didn't get it right. And so today we are playing for $50 to Topper's Pizza. Also, every winner gets qualified for the grand prize, a $500 gift card to Mazarese at the end of each month. Steve is in KC. Steve is our contestant today. And Steve, do you know who the player of the game was?
It was Mondesi.
Let's find out.
Swing and a ball well hit. Left field, way back and gone. A three-run homer for Adalberto Mondesi. And the Royals piling on here on the final game of this road trip. They lead it 8-1.
Adalberto Mondesi was correct. He was the player of the game. Royals would go on to win that game 10-2. No game today, so you don't have to be paying attention that much. No game today, so there won't be a player of the game tomorrow, but we'll get back at it next Monday.
Mondy with the big game yesterday, 4 RBI. Royals snapped that 5-game losing streak and pick up the finale of the road trip. And then off today, home Friday against the Angels. Danny Duffy will make his return from the injured list, and he'll make the start on Friday against the Angels. 7:10 first pitch here on 610 Sports Radio.
Did your kid want to come to work with you today?
Yes.
Yeah, so did mine.
I didn't.
Dude. My daughter set her alarm for 3 a.m. apparently and didn't get up.
Gotta be honest, he mentioned it to me like a few days ago. My son did, and I didn't even look up to see if today is that day
right.
Nationally, is it?
It is, yeah.
Because he asked me, he's like, does your work do that? I mean, you can come in if you want. I don't.
It doesn't have to be take your kid to work.
It doesn't. Yeah. He's like, I said, you have to get up real. That's fine. I'll set my alarm and come in. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
my daughter.
I guess we'll have to do it another day.
By ourselves. Because my daughter is like, I want to come in. I was very upset that I wouldn't let her come in. And she had her, my wife just texted me. She goes, yeah, she had her alarm set for 3 a.m. I said, I didn't hear it. She goes, nobody did. I didn't even hear it when I was walking out
this morning.
So she wanted to come in, so we'll get you a date there. Ryan, you can bring your kiddos in as
I almost brought my son today.
You did. Me. We should have gotten on the same page with this, and maybe we should have brought them all
honestly,
together,
I didn't even know it was take your children to work day until
somehow
yesterday
the kids
about
did
three.
Know. I don't know.
The kids know everything because the teachers are trying to get them out of school, so they have less kids to deal with.
Maybe so.
I mean, my wife actually teaches at the school my son goes to.
Right.
So technically he did go to work with my wife.
Well, there you go. So, yeah, absolutely done.
Good to see we're doing our part.
Uh-huh. The NFL may step in on Tyreek Hill. I feel like they're going to have a suspension. The personal conduct, embarrassment to the league, what have you, not seemingly cooperating with an investigation, which was alluded to yesterday, by the DA's office. The NFL can have its own investigation. It does have its own investigation. The DA has not provided any information to the NFL, but they've been investigating. It's a top story all over the place yesterday at ESPN and NFL.com and Yahoo. Mm-hmm. All had, and probably others, all had major stories about Tyreek Hill yesterday. That kind of constitutes to me kind of an embarrassment to the league.
Yeah, it really is. I think when you embarrass the league, as we've seen, you know, Ezekiel Elliott is the prime example of embarrassing the league. When you embarrass the league or Tom Brady embarrassed the league with Deflategate, they will suspend you, and you will sit in there, and you will answer questions about what's going to happen or what occurred. And if you choose not to answer those questions to the league, they'll just leave you on the commissioner's exempt list, and you won't play. And I think this year in particular, Tyreek Hill has so much to lose, and I think has already lost millions.
Yeah,
he's already lost millions.
Already lost money because if an extension's not in the works with the Chiefs, then that's what it seems like is the case. He's already lost a bunch of money. Now,
yeah.
Eventually, could somebody else pay him if he were to move on? I guess, but I think he's lost millions here in Kansas City already.
I think you have to ask yourself the question, as a business owner, can you trust an employee with millions of dollars? And as Dayton has always talked about, you have to have the trust, you're paying the right people. And I'm not paying Tyreek Hill. If I was Clark Hunt, I'm not giving that guy money. I can't trust that he is going to, you know, live up to that contract and earn that money that we gave him. And I think this year, if and when he gets suspended, and I believe he will be suspended for some time by the NFL, I think we're going to see the Chiefs offense just kind of roll on, and we're all going to realize that, wow, huh, maybe we don't really need Tyreek Hill here in Kansas City. And people get so mad when you take out one player, and people were mad at me saying, hey, trade Travis Kelce. But I'm looking at the situation. I think a suspension for Tyreek Hill is probably the worst thing to happen for Tyreek Hill, because I think Patrick Mahomes is going to be just fine without Tyreek Hill in this offense, and people will realize and the team will see that we really don't need to pay Tyreek Hill. And I think Tyreek Hill, if he wants to make money now in the NFL, is probably going to be one of those guys, and I was telling Ryan this morning, very much like an Ndamukong Suh type of contract where you just go from team to team to team for 1 year, because I don't believe a lot of teams in the NFL would be willing to commit long-term to Tyreek Hill based on the priors that he had coming into the NFL and now being involved, you know, with this case that is currently going on and clearly not officially closed because there's a 5-year statute of limitations for that, but the NFL still has to investigate that. So I think a lot of teams around the NFL are very cautious now with who they invest in and wonder, can I and does it make sense to give this player a long-term contract? And if no team deems it's proper and they believe that they can invest and have good faith that Tyreek Hill is going to live up to that contract, he may be a guy who has to bounce around from year to year to year and just sign one-year deals around the National Football League. So I think his off-the-field stuff has clearly cost Tyreek Hill millions of dollars, and I just don't believe the Chiefs are going to get involved in a long-term deal. I've been saying that before this even, you know, went down. And I think for the Chiefs' sake, from an offensive standpoint, I think they're going to be just fine. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to show us how good he is when guys continue to get better with him at quarterback when Tyreek Hill is on the bench because the NFL said, sorry, you can't play.
I feel like a team couldn't help themselves somewhere, and he would still get paid somewhere else.
Maybe Ndamukong Suh doesn't get multi-year deals from anybody.
Texter out of the 816, what if you guys are wrong? Greg Hardy found a home. Big Ben just got an extended contract. Ben got 2 years on that extension. Greg Hardy, I think he's only been picked up at the max for 3 years, right? I might be wrong.
I don't know.
Well, either way, the point remains.
It just takes one.
Yeah, just kind of prove the point. Like that's what Bob's saying is that, and I agree with it. Like I think that if you do keep Tyreek Hill in Kansas City, it's on year-to-year type deals. It's going to be a very much, like, prove-it-to-us basis.
Yeah.
And if it is a long-term deal, it's not going to feature a lot of guaranteed money.
It can't.
At least from Kansas City, it's a fool me once, shame on me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a fooled man can't be fooled again or whatever Bush said.
Fool me twice and, yeah. Assume. Boom.
Then you assume. Yeah. Your chance to win the 8 o'clock hour prize, $25 new Axiom Tap Room credit just for listening. That's our 8 o'clock hour prize. Find out details in just a couple of minutes. And should it be the NFL's problem to force, quote unquote, justice? We'll discuss next.
Fesco in the morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.